This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Rise Guys, I got show number four. The f*** off Friday.
You stupid bitch.
Up and down 8642414318 241431 241431 241431
If you don't think our show is good, you're right. If you don't, you're wrong. But if you could hear the off-air stuff, God, that is like, that's like, not that we're not real all the time, because you tell that previous segment, but like it's gold. I mean, it's gold. It's not all cussing and dirty stuff. It's like real world, like observations and stuff, and I love
That's just fat boy when we're off there.
Do you know when you said you had to stop following Bebe? Yeah. She wasn't ticking as much.
She started again. I restarted following her.
She started again, but like she'll wear like, you know, tank tops, and then she'll like get distracted by her own massive boobs.
Yep.
And she'll keep ticking about her boobs.
And then she'll start talking about Joe Biden being dead in her backyard.
Oh, jeez.
I know. I don't like that one as much as I like the one where she, you know, but mentioned someone's name. And the show, Bailing Out Loud, people get so irritated when we refer to the girl as just the name. Like, who the hell is the girl? Is she calling in the show? It's like, no, it's on Max. She has Tourette's. And I said the other day that I quit. I get it. She has Tourette's. But that's what brought you to the game. Like, if it was just her going around
great family,
coffee with her friends and her 18 brothers and sisters.
You know, I'll say generally I don't jump on the bandwagon when you say go watch something. Because sometimes you've told me to, well,
No.
Somebody did.
No, thank you.
Somebody
you told
did.
Me before. I'm good at
somebody
giving
those. Did. And it was horrible. But this time around, I have to give you that
That goes to Fatboy. He told me about it. And then,
because I do like the show.
It takes at least two of us to get it conversationally going. Like, if only one of us watches it, you won't ever hear about it because it's not a natural kind of conversation.
No.
Well, I can't watch it now. She's going to start, you know, squeezing her boobs and say, well, big tease, big tease.
She said, I've quit ticking when she has her outbursts. And her outbursts are always real bad cuss words or saying her mom has herpes,
hemorrhoids,
or all these things.
Her tennis shoes.
Sammy's got hemorrhoids, her sister.
So she said, I'm going to quit putting it on Instagram. And I was like, well, again, it is what it is. It's what brought her to the attention to her. But I unfollowed her because I was then just following a 22-year-old girl going around getting coffee, shopping with her friend. It's like, I got a 23-year-old daughter, you know, right at.
And you felt creepy?
I mean, I really did. So Someone shared to me one of her latest where she goes off talking about, she's saying like a bunch of GDs and talking about somebody's girth. And I refollowed her. I was like, you know what? Right. The entertainment is all back. Right. Yes.
I knew the GDs would hook you again.
It's like some of you guys out there, you know, you follow all them women on Instagram, but you don't go to their OnlyFans. You just watch the free teasers and all that. And all of a sudden, if she, you know, every little reel she puts up, she's got little nipple pasties on, really nothing at all. What if she came on there and says, guys, I gave my heart to Jesus. I will not be doing that anymore. Hello, unfollow.
I'd delete my whole account.
Be worse than the stock market's been the last 2 days. It'd be or you'd have the half of the dickhead followers. You'd be like, you won't last. You're like Fat Boy when you're on a diet. You're going to get fat again. You're going to start showing your boobs again when you lose money. I'm going to wait for it. I'm here for it with Michael Jackson eating the popcorn.
That's what he says to me.
I saw Hogan eating the popcorn now.
You go on there, you be an influencer, you get all the trillions of followers, but God, the ridicule and the nonsense is like, we get it on a very small scale, but holy moly.
On OnlyFans, I mean?
No, I'm talking about on social media. Like, big women have been quitting Twitter, X, and everything because it's not governed so much for the alleged hate speech.
It's the Wild West of
I don't know by everything. Calling somebody fat as a fat person. I don't consider that hate speech, but nevertheless.
Takes one to know one, right?
But then they're
yeah,
like,
but it's
who
not
was
necessary.
It? Okay, see, neither is social media.
No, it's really not. But I mean, if
who was it? Heavy set black female singer got really popular real quick.
Lizzo?
Yeah.
Yep.
She quit because she's like, I'd get on here in a good mood and I'd read these people. And then it kicks in.
Well, plus there were allegations with her being not so nice.
Well, if I got on and looked at that all the time, I wouldn't be not so nice.
It's like she was not nice to her dancers.
No, she was abusive to her dancers.
Harassment.
But then it kicks in about like, well, are they all bots? Like that starts, you get paranoid. Like, is that a bot? Does that person really feel that way or is that a bot?
It's Russian bot farms,
and
man.
And then it just turns into, what the hell does it matter? No gaffes.
No.
No gaffes. It's No Gaff Friday. 864-241-4318.
Let's take a break.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. We can work one in there.
Thank you. I'm sorry, but that was, again, I like the flexibility. I do.
What are we doing?
Let's do a fun one here. We recently had a story about a college baseball player in sports who got in trouble because when he slid into third base, he acted like he was snorting a line of cocaine.
Yeah.
Well, Paige kind of had trouble with the story, and it got this guy kind of chuckled.
Whoa, we didn't ask if there was any heat, and here it comes.
Could be heat, maybe.
What story was it?
What did I just say?
Paige, what the f***? When a guy was sliding the base and he was snorting a lot of cocaine, you asked, wait, was he serious? What the f*** else? What? No, yeah, he was for real. He was really snorting a lot of cocaine. Of course he's f***ing kidding. What the f*** are you saying? Like, was he joking? Was he kidding? F***, yeah, he was kidding. What the f***?
She did kind of give it the 60 Minutes treatment for a second there.
I don't even remember, so I can't.
let me express this too. As that goes down, Paige just stares at me like, and then when it goes to Dad there, she's just like, she's waiting for me to comment first. I'm like, that was at you. What you want to say?
I have nothing to say because I don't remember.
I think the funniness, though, is that's the, like I complain about the disconnect of email. Like you don't hear the tone and what people are saying. You just read the words. And we try to paint the picture of what that looked like just with our voices. And I mean, you think about that line going from third base to home, and that dude I never even saw the video, actually, of him.
It was real subtle.
Laying down like that. I mean, but you look at sports and the wildness of it now, like, I wouldn't be surprised that hasn't happened yet. Hell, Travis Scott was smoking a joint in the WWE ring the other week. Smoking a joint.
Busting Cody's eardrum.
A blunt.
Maybe I was thinking he moved his head looking like that, and it was assumed that he did the line of coke.
That guy's just a hater, Paige.
At least when Xbox
hate all you want.
X-Pac did it to Jono, he was really legit messed up.
You mean X-Pac? Did you just call him X-Pac?
Xbox.
Oh. X-Pox. I got the shot.
The
I don't have
pox.
It no more.
He's going to be X-Shingles.
Oh, my God. You don't want the X-Pox.
I don't know if this guy's talking about a coworker.
If you don't like X-Pox, you can suck it. The guy doesn't like his coworker.
Well, I don't know if it's a family member or a coworker he doesn't like. I don't really know who he's talking to.
Okay.
But he ain't happy.
864-241-4318.
What about a motherfucker calling you, you non, you getting little butt, you're a top Whoa. Two dickhead. That's part of you ran down your daddy's leg and left a stain on the carpet, making the carpet crunchy. Suck a fat baby, you munching motherfucker. You can go to hell with a gallon of gas up your ass.
So that was 90% bleeps, but I know exactly what he said throughout that entire thing.
A fat baby's blank.
Yeah. We got to quit going to that well of down your daddy's leg. I mean, that one's so overused now. It's lost all of its shock value. The rest of it I enjoyed.
I'm pretty sure you said a fat baby's sock.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm positive it was a fat baby's sock.
Hmm. Oh, I thought he meant like a bad dried up diaper.
Or it could have been a fat baby's rock.
I thought he said hawk.
Oh, God.
It could have been that.
I thought so.
Ew.
Or something that rhymed with it.
We'll play it for Jeff Hardy in about 50 minutes, and he can tell us what he thinks he said.
Kind of
Jeff Hardy, as a general reminder to you listening now, Jeff Hardy will be on it. Yes, the Jeff Hardy.
The.
No, it's not going to be a character. Say, hey, I'm Jeff. I work at Hardy's. No, from the Hardy Boys from Cameron, North Carolina, the freaking Hardy compound.
The front man of Pure Wahoxygen.
We'll find out that for sure, but also going to be in Greenville Saturday and Sunday for SC Comic Con.
They're both cute.
They'll take a little breaky break.
Thank you, Paige. Oh, well, you, yeah, Matt, he's been in with us several times.
They're both handsome.
Yeah, we'll take a break when we come back.
We got the guy last week talking about golf carts. We got a response to that guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that guy was arguing driving them on the regular road, which I agree with.
He says, get off the road. This guy's got a response to him.
Okay.
Plus, Steven. You owe some coworkers some lunch money.
Uh-oh, Steven. Wonder Boy.
Oh, not that one.
Real quick, if you have a... Well,
his job is beating people up.
I'll say it out loud. Rob, if you're listening, you can text, or I'll just text him. But can you get a DUI on a... or not a... If you lost your license, like when I see somebody on a moped, I assume they had a DUI. So if Can you... If you lose your license, can you still drive a golf cart?
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay.
Well, can that's you get an SR-22 on a golf cart?
You can still people got DUIs riding a tractor before.
I get it. No, you got a DUI in a car, lost your license. Rather than getting a moped, you got a golf cart. Is that a possibility? Because that would make a lot of sense is why I'm seeing so many of those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, too many. Way too many.
Okay. I'll come back with that answer for you, all right? Big cliffhanger. All right? Morning, everybody.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm gonna be riding this all night. Ain't riding for a long, long time. Gonna hit the road, gonna let me fall in that low white line. How funny is this?
Sturge.
I'd already sent this in last night. Because it's about white lines.
You forgot to send the subtitles with it.
The road going nearly into that long white line. I forget that part. Going to hit the road, start looking for the end of that long white line. Bank to get my dough. I don't care where I go. On hills and I just forget this part. Out of my mind. If somebody wants to know where so and so. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell them I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Go on now. All right.
I love drugs. I hate hugs. I take a couple tugs on my slug.
Because doing weed songs now are so 90s. If you want to do a song about drugs and make money, you should always talk about cocaine.
Oh,
or methamphetamine. That was freeform to improv, as you say.
Methamphetamine was good.
We did it, really, we did that at the same time. I believe in, what is it called? The
Power of Love.
Huey said that.
Harmony. Yep.
Dewey and Louie as well.
And Celine.
And the news. About
don't take money.
Getting on the same wavelength stuff. Like that was literally just off the cuff. And then I sent that song for my rejoin to Fatboy last night before I knew there was going to be a cocaine FOF call toward Paige a moment ago.
Yep.
So look at that.
And she can't remember. So what does that tell you? She needs a bumper too.
Thank you, power of ether. Give Paige a toot toot.
You want to toot some pook?
No.
Paige, can I see your toots?
No, you may not.
Show me your toots. Show me your toots.
She might be able to do a couple bumps off the toots.
You know, I actually was leaning down, picking something up, and I said, excuse me, because a boob fell out. And you didn't turn away.
What?
You didn't turn away.
Where was I?
When did this happen today?
This was years ago.
Oh, okay.
Oh, damn it.
You kept looking.
Well, do it again.
Well, you ever seen a... I'll give you a great example that night in Charleston, South Carolina, where I saw that guy pushed his girl off the bar stool and he pulled back like he was about to beat her ass. And I'm the only man in that bar that like did anything. Everybody else was literally just like mouth wide open, like, am I seeing this right now?
Did you punch her first?
No, but she jumped on my back because I was getting the best of him and ripped my eyebrow ring out. Which was, again, Lord, you did me a solid that day. I thank God for unanswered prayers.
They might have been LARPing in the bar.
Well, I mean, it's like...
It was horny LARPers.
She kept calling me a bitch. You bitch, you bitch. And then she gets on my back, literally, ripped the brow ring out.
Oh, we got it right now.
You stupid bitch.
That's what she said to me.
Goodness.
My mama says, well, that's what you get. I said, for what? Having the eyebrow ring and being in a bar.
If you're in a bar.
Lord.
And being in a bar.
It's what you get when you step up.
My daddy called me a sexual slur when I got that eyebrow piercing done. I don't know if that's a term, but I just made it.
If I could go back in history, see that moment.
Or when you tied my dad's best friend.
You would.
Did you say the same thing when you tied the jacket around your waist?
He's the first, dude. My dad was like the sweetest bully. He made fun of me when I found when I cried that time at wrestling as a child. It wasn't when the NWO took over. And then he called me another sexual slur when I would when I said I wanted to dress as Michael Jackson for Halloween.
He wasn't there.
Actually, he called Michael Jackson the sexual slur, but called me one for wanting to dress like him. But it was a different time. He didn't mean it hateful.
He wasn't there when Arn flipped you off, did he?
No. My daddy didn't like
that. He might have laughed at that one.
I went with my Aunt Brenda. She loved it.
Oh, Arn, because Arn was hairy.
Yeah.
He wasn't as hot as Magnum T.A.
Happy birthday to Magnum T.A. And my grandma. My aunt. All right, go ahead. We're going to get like 3 calls down this whole hour. And then Jeff Hardy's going to come on, and I'll probably out-talk him too.
Here's the guy.
Friday, man.
Who's leaving? Well, we don't have the guy. He said he was leaving South Carolina, going to North Carolina. Here's a call from a North Carolinian telling this guy really what's up.
I love the rivalry, man. That's a weird rivalry. Weird. All right, here we go. FOF line.
I just heard the dude talking about how he's moving back up to North Carolina, and everyone in South Carolina is apparently a bunch of inbred hicks. Well, listen here, buddy. I f***ing live in North Carolina. I've lived here all my f***ing life. And this place f***ing sucks. Ain't no one live here but a bunch of damn Yankees. Everyone from here is from f***ing Pennsylvania or f***ing Illinois. This place is nothing but a bunch of uppity pricks. I'd rather live with the inbred hicks in South f***ing Carolina.
That was Edge, wasn't it?
I think it was
that Edge.
Actually.
Was that Cope? Adam Copeland?
It was Cope changing his voice. Hey, buddy. It's Adam from WWE.
When I say North Carolina, I'm not judging it. I'm thinking more Western North Carolina. But boy, I mean, there's like the people that I know from there that live there are more transplants than originals.
I thought you were going to say lesbians. No. But transplants, I agree.
But I wasn't talking about Asheville.
They like to go to the mountains. They like to go to Pisgah and Brevard.
Matthew, were you saying that they are now having different genders on plants? Is that what I heard you say? There were transplants now? Asheville, Matthew?
Why you say Asheville's a roast beef capital?
Can I not call that flower a pussy willow no more?
Willow. You got a pussy bow shirt?
Pussy bow blouse. Blase.
Yes, you were in the bar yesterday.
We're going to get another call in, I promise.
Here's a guy last weekend talking about golf carts, in case you missed it.
Yeah, this goes out to all you stupid motherfuckers.
Hang on a second. That ain't him.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I got to save him for later. Looks like I got my clips mixed up here.
That's all right. You got a lot on you. I've seen you stand up.
Let me four. Let's try this one here. Let's see if this is the one. If it's not it, we're going to play it anyway.
All right.
I want to give a big you to Blankville County.
That ain't it.
Oh, no. To Fat Boy's credit, now I want to say this for you. Imagine this. Let's say you work in a factory and your machine is set up the way you run it. And then second shift comes in, and this isn't a slide on you, Paige. So second shift comes in and they change your machine. And then third shift comes in, they change their machine. And then when you get back there the next day, all your numbers are different. Things are upside down. Oh, yeah. You get pissed. Fat Boy deals with that daily here because of our, it was Hugh Chris Evans, engineer. I'll call him out by name. I'm tired of saying the whole engineering department when it's only Chris's fault.
You know, I don't know if this is it or not, but let's just play it anyway.
You, Steven. I'm a little ask me for lunch money every day. Don't ever then pay nobody back. I give you $30 as to be a friend, get you some gas. Then I find turn around and you make more money than I do. So you, Steven. piece of s***. I don't know if it's too much cussing, but y'all didn't know about this stupid mother. How I feel about it. Damn it.
Damn it.
So that wasn't about the golf cart?
No. Okay. We got that.
But that was good, though.
Yeah.
Steven? I mean, did you take the last name out?
No, he just said his first name.
Okay.
He didn't give
a last?
Yeah.
Like, you can't say the last name, just and that just protects... I mean, I'm worried about the company as well, but also my ass getting sued, because you can call in and say anything, and we can't necessarily verify it. But you can say the first letter of the last initial. It's like when we read Google reviews, we can say the first letter of the last name.
We just try to make it anonymous as possible.
Yeah, like from 123 Main Street, any town, USA.
Let's take a break. Right. Then we'll kind of figure out what's going on here.
We'll get
better. Play a bunch of them on the way in.
We'll get better.
When we come back.
I've been talky-talky today.
Well, it's kind of your job, right? So.
Well, partly. It's within limits, you know? It's like you go see a tiger at the cage. I don't want to say tiger because you'll think I'm talking about Clemson. A lion at the zoo.
Yeah.
But he's, you know, he can go so far before it becomes, you know, murder.
Okay, we've seen him eat two people.
That's right. All right, more of that. FOF line, 864-241-4318. Good morning, everybody.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Footsie, did you figure out the order?
I know what the last one is.
Footsie's probably my favorite nickname for Fat Boy.
One of these might be the same.
Well, guess what? Payback, bitch. I changed the order to get back at you. Ha ha.
No, you didn't.
You don't know that.
I know you don't know how to change the order.
Take that.
Well, that's worse. You did it yourself. Yeah, I don't know how to do it. You're right.
Something happened.
That's why if the wrong thing ever gets played, I am clearly exonerated.
Clearly.
I wouldn't have known how to do that, Mark. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you tell me, but I don't know if you're lying or not.
Now, if the two of these do croak at the same time, I do know how to hit the dump button.
Yeah, you'll have to learn.
As long as I don't trip over his big ass trying to get to it.
It is
just like simultaneously.
It'd be like trying to get over the
cardiac
freaking
arrest.
Berlin Wall, trying to get to that dump button. It'd be in slow motion. I'm diving. Whoa.
Let me make sure I got it on because sometimes I'll accidentally turn it off. With
oh Lord, 861.
Mother blanker.
Jeff Hardy will be joining us from the Hardy Boys a little after 9 o'clock this morning.
Hell yeah. Pure Wahox of Jens.
No name. 864-241-4318.
I'm pretty sure this is the guy talking about a certain county in the upstate that won't allow his business to run again.
Uh-oh.
He ain't happy about it.
Is he a vapist?
I didn't even think about that. Is he?
I don't know.
You might be able to find out by the way he talks about the business. I don't know.
I said vapist, by the way. Just want to say that once again. It was with a V.
With
meaning,
a V.
Meaning sold vape products. All
right,
here we go.
If you got your mods, bro, rocking right now, your food
big,
bars,
big
elf bars.
Clouds.
I want to give a big you to Blankville County because my business burned down. And now that we're trying to rebuild, Blankville County wants engineering drawings for everything about the building. Like, we don't even serve the general public. There's two people in the office, and we've got to have handicapped bathrooms and a handicapped water fountain. It's just a bunch of red tape. So, you, Blankville County, because I don't want this coming back on me. They probably already know who I am, but you, man. It's a little mom-and-pop business. Why the do I have to have all these regulations and all these safety procedures? Like, y'all. It's costing more money, and God knows when I'll be able to get back in my building. So, seriously, y'all.
You know the answer. Most people, if they think about it for a moment, know the answer. And that is, so you will go out of business, and a conglomeration can then buy your business or assets or the building or the property. Especially, I'm not saying that they burned it down, certainly, but... The regulation, I mean, we saw it with bars. We saw it with vaping stuff. No matter how you feel about it, you're going to come in and, like, sell cigarettes and blah, blah, blah across the street. But you sell vape, so no. It's all friends of friends of friends of friends. It's
This is why the Americans with Disabilities Act is worse than any tariff you could ever imagine.
So I know someone, and this has been 15 years ago. I'm
saying this guy.
15 plus. Someone who worked there was in an automobile accident. I don't know if they were full-time in a chair, all that. Nevertheless, I'm not making a joke. I don't know if they like
this. Just the way you described it was.
I don't know if they could walk or just needed it, you know, like people at Walmart.
Yeah, okay.
Like, you know, when you see them like using it, but they maybe can walk. I don't know. Nevertheless, it cost him about $30,000 of modifications to literally get a ramp, this, that, or the other. And I remember thinking, like, that's bullcrap. But I'll tell you what, I'd like to work for that guy. Like, and you know what I'm saying? Like, that's commitment to the employees right there. He could have cut loose from that easy.
Plus, I'll use your RAM, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to get used.
Yeah. I mean, it also is like the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A. There's two there, and then they will meet as one at the end.
Yep.
So if someone's on the ramp not using a chair and you're over there slowly walking up steps, I'm going to zoom around you up the ramp and cut you off.
Yep.
Thank you, sir, for your order. Now, if you could just follow in line behind that yellow truck that says Pussy Boat Blouse Wagon, we'll see you at the window.
Also, we're out of burgers. We just have one chicken sandwich. One
chicken sandwich.
We're going to call back to that for years, Paige.
We're never going to forget it.
I can't stop laughing about that.
I can't not.
Every time
not.
I go through the drive-thru, I think of Fat Boy ordering all the food.
Well, she's laughing already.
How does Hardee's run out of hamburgers? And when I had to move forward, I was only allowed to order one chicken sandwich because it's...
Oh, he's on
the punchline. It gets me every time. I don't know what it is.
Gets her
it's
too.
It's asthma. I'm sorry.
It's great.
No.
Not asthma, but the bit.
Right. I don't know what this one is.
Yeah.
It's going to be a mystery to us.
That's fun. It's like one of them whatnot boxes or whatever.
I think it's the guy who's telling you what not to do when you're eating at a table in a public setting.
Oh, I want to hear this so bad.
Yeah, this goes out to all you stupid motherfuckers that can't do nothing while you're sitting at a f-ing table having food but to clean your f-ing nose. What the f- is your problem, you ignorant son of a bitches and bitches, because you're all f-ing stupid for cleaning your f-ing nose while somebody's trying to eat. F- all you sons of bitches. F-ing all. Every f-ing one of you.
All right,
you know, there's a little more Appalachian than the person who says yens.
Yens.
Like, there's, you were.
Yens, I'll do it.
Yens. Like, yeah. Yeah. My daddy had some side of his family that dropped the yens. So and they would spell it too with Y-U-N-S, yens.
Eating wings with your booger fingers.
So he was at a busy restaurant and he left the table and there's people waiting for it and they probably cleared it and put somebody else in there.
So you're talking about the teeth now. Sorry about the teeth story. Did his teeth.
Wow. Things are expensive. You ever lose your teeth? You'd go through the trash looking for them, too.
I would, too. Especially if you had a grill.
Did I ever tell you, Tom, about the aunt of mine that threw a glass at my uncle and it shattered all of his teeth?
God!
All of them?
What kind of glass was it?
Ask me how.
How?
His teeth were in the glass she threw at him.
Oh. I would like to see that, actually.
I won't be here all week. I'll be here till 10 o'clock.
This is to all these motherfuckers that live in these small towns that be driving their golf carts down the main road. Here's a clue for you.
Yeah.
It's illegal to drive a golf cart, four-wheeler, your lawnmower in traffic, and they're going like 2.5 miles an hour, and you're sitting here trying to get your kids to school, and they're leisure riding in their golf cart. Here's a clue: get on the damn side of the road where you belong.
Well,
share the road. Let them live. Let them drive their golf cart.
That was the guy from last week. I don't know if this is the response to that guy or not.
But it is golf cart related.
I don't know. It's all jumbled up.
Oh,
I did it first. And then rearranged it. But when I was rearranging it, somebody was talking to me at home. And I just got all distracted. And I was like, you know what?
Oh. So now you have your wife and your son listening right now. I wonder if it was them.
Well, they'll hear about it. But it's either like, you know, if I'm at home or here, something's going to distract me.
Do you just admit your wife and son did not listen to our show? My God.
I mean, it's on early.
It is really early.
Would you wake up early to support your spouse?
Hell no. Come on.
Here's a mystery call.
Yeah, this goes out to all you stupid motherfuckers that can't do nothing while you're sitting at a table having food, but to clean your nose. What the fuck is your problem, you ignorant son of a bitches and bitches, because you're all fucking stupid for cleaning your fucking nose while somebody's trying to eat. All you sons of bitches. Fucking all. Every one of you.
I think I know what's going on.
I really wouldn't have changed the order, even if I knew how to do it, because, you know, it's a show first, and this sucks doing it. I mean, not on you, but like...
Yeah, it is on me.
Well, I mean, it's just... Yeah, it is.
It's just...
I ain't got no heat with it, though.
Yeah, it's just there's no finding it. Now, this clip is longer than I remember, so it's possible that this is another twofer, but I know for sure at least part of it is the angry guy.
It's kind of fun when we don't even know what's going to be played. Join us on this journey.
What's up, guys? I want to give a big you to the Jockey Lots. I've went down there on Friday night.
That's right.
And spent the night, all mother night, to get a good spot up under the front shed by the road. Whoa. And get some good tables. And these stupid mother I got up after spending the night there in my van, asleep in the front seat, sitting up because there's so much stuff in the back of my van, I can't lean the damn seat back. And these stupid motherfuckers, while I wake up and have to go to the bathroom, while I'm going to the bathroom, give my tables away to somebody else. I was gone for maybe 10 minutes. And when I get back, these people are setting up on my table, going around my van to set their stuff up. And I asked these stupid sons of motherfucking whores why they gave away my tables. And they say, because somebody has to be with the table at all times. You can't leave the table. And I'm like, what the fuck, you stupid sons of bitches? Did you want me to shit my pants? And then I go to the office, and they won't do anything to help to make it right. So I've got like 12 hours invested into getting these tables that I didn't even get. Damn, people are stupid.
You know, I think these sons of MF and whores is actually a secret society out of Gaffney, South Carolina.
Like Skull and Bones?
Yeah, I've heard of the sons of MF and whores. Wow. But they do community work, so it's fine.
Sir, if that was you, please call and tell us, or text us.
Which one?
Like, did you shoot your pants or not?
Well, so, okay.
I don't want to shoot his pants.
So I was thinking past tense. I thought he shot his pants.
Nah.
You said, shoot my pants.
Well, you know, you're
But if he was talking about in past tense, if I literally, like, threw my blue jeans over there and pulled out a gat and put a hot ball in my jeans, you know, I shot it.
Yeah.
I would have said, I just shot my pants.
Yep.
But you would have said, I shooted my pants?
Well, you're right. Like, we were just saying it in different tenses.
Paige, how would you say it?
I can't say that.
But if you threw your jeans at Paige.
If you shot your gun at your jeans.
Oh, she's writing it down. What'd she say?
You can say that.
Let me see.
You can say that. British people say it. It's fine. Yeah. It's fine. It's past tense. It's like a antebellum way of saying it.
Now, here's where you got to ask yourself.
Do you want to believe me right now?
I don't believe you.
Are we trying to get you fired, or can you really say that?
I get fired, too. I've just indicted myself. Or whatever the word would be. Speaking of that, Rob Inerio says you cannot drive a golf cart if you don't have a...
Rob!
Yeah, he sent that way earlier. Sorry, Rob. I wanted to acknowledge that.
Rob knows the law and he knows the rules, but it's just like, it's bad news, man. Do you ever want to like not tell people the real law sometimes just so they don't get bad news?
Right.
But he's honest. He won't do it.
No, he won't. All right.
He'll shoot you straight. If you shoot somebody, he'll defend you.
Or if you shoot your pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want that guy. And I'd love for, sir, if you do hear this, I'd love for you to call back. Maybe not. Today's not today.
No, today's not today.
But I want to also find out what you were vending, what you were selling.
Yes. Like,
are you out there selling the Aaliyah shirts, the all over prints? Are you out there selling the
Wolf with Lightning shirt?
I mean, here's the thing. You got to think about this. I think of this one that was down at the Anderson one. I remember one time I bought a, now laugh at me as you will. I bought a Magic Johnson Lakers jersey.
Oh, 32?
Yeah.
Did you get the gold?
This was pre-announcement, by the way. And they had all of them, and they were so cheap. And, you know, of course, now you're saying, well, they were not authentic, and I know, but here's that. Here's with those tariffs, you ain't going to get them no more.
Did it say Lookers, and it was like a knockoff?
No, it said, but there was no patch on the side. That's how all my friends blinked with me about it. And also it said Mitchell and Nuss instead of Ness.
You remember we would watch
Mitchell and Nuss?
When we watched Lizard Dick Towing and then Ronnie Shirley.
Lick. I called him Lizard Dick when we interviewed him by accident.
Yep. But he would wear the jerseys that, like, when you look at them, they're like, oh, okay, these are the religious ones. They got Bible verses on the back.
Dude. Okay, real quick story. What was the Adam Sandler movie where, was it Waterboy that they were the Tigers? Oh, yes. When he played in Ellis in Louisiana. It was something Tigers. Anyway, I know somebody.
That was Waterboy.
Okay. They went on Amazon and wanted to buy their child a Clemson Tigers jersey, but they were very expensive because Fanatics, being the monopoly they are. So they bought them what they thought was just an off-brand one. And when they got it, the freaking name on the back said Boucher.
You got a Bobby
I'm not
jersey.
Kidding, dude. It was a Bobby Boucher jersey. Thought she was buying him a damn Clemson jersey.
Hey, if you're going to the surplus sale tomorrow, let me get in there first, please. There's going to be a million of you wanting to get in there and buy everything,
you
and I'm not
going
to be able to look
go?
At it. Yeah, I would, too.
I got you an opportunity that I ain't going to mention on the radio, and you're like, oh, I'm good.
But this is the surplus sale. I can just go look at stuff and then just come home.
Same thing with that.
I can buy shoes, shirts, caps. I just don't want to go to the game.
Yeah. Oh, like the player used?
Yeah, all that stuff, man. Oh. The surplus. Let me get in there first, people. Yeah. Please. Yeah. Thank you.
Or at least don't go up and buy all the 5Xs. He's not buying his to resell. He wants to wear them.
I just need the offensive line sizes. Please. You can look at everything else.
All right.
I'm Radio's Fat Boy. Thank you.
We will break here when we come back, and after that kerfuffle, if I may say. Am I cussing in another language? When
probably,
I say that?
But it's legal, so it's cool.
Hopefully, we are able to get. I'm not going to say that. I'm going to manifest it. I'm not going to act like it's not going to happen. When we come back, not only are we going to be joined on the phone, but we allegedly will be joining on video. First time we've tried this to video stream with someone not in the room with us.
Cool.
So we're going to try it. A man who's got a story to tell. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, and what a freaking artist he is. Not just with his painting and his music, but his aerial work. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey Nero Hardy will be joining us next. Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.